We mentioned that music was especially important during World War II. Why was that?
Well, you know, for one thing, and I get into this in my presentation on Thursday, the piano was sort of the essential musical instrument for all kinds of music for all kinds of people. And music was important partly because our country had discovered that arts and culture are an important part of being American. There was a federal music project that was created in the 1930s that was part of the New Deal. And so there was a great deal of attention to all kinds of music, and the piano, it didn't matter if it was popular music, if it was jazz, if it was classical, cowboy music, I mean, all kinds of music was enjoyed around the piano.
And of course, the troops would use music to boost their morale.
Absolutely, and the stories I have found and the letters that were sent back to the Steinway Company over the years have indicated that no matter where the pianos went, there was someone who had grown up with a piano in their home and couldn't wait to sit down and play, and there were many more who couldn't wait to gather around and sing or and listen and enjoy.
And there were many famous and renowned musicians and composers who served during World War II. Who are some of them?
Well, those who served and that I talk about during the war, I start with one of my favorite composers, Samuel Barber, who actually went through basic training, and they discovered what a celebrated composer he was, and they said, "You're going to be in the service, but we're going to send you home to compose music for the war effort." And that's most of what he did as a soldier. And there were others like that. There were composers in Los Angeles who were composing music for film that was being used for the war effort. David Raxon and actually, you know, other composers. But composers that we might be more familiar with are people like and performers like Glenn Miller. Others that I play are some classical composers, Roy Harris, who wasn't actually in the service during the war, but he was head of music for the War Production Board. Ross Lee Finney was in the service, then came back to the United States and started the music composition program at the University of Michigan. And after being, you know, receiving a Purple Heart in World War II. So there are many, and I could name many, many more. Music in the 1940s was just a rich time for American music.
Yes, as a music buff and as a history buff, I am fascinated by this whole story, and I cannot wait to come to your presentation on Thursday. That's at 7:30 at Chemechian Hall at the School of Music at Central Michigan University. 7:30. The concert is free. Everyone is welcome, and it will be very exciting. I encourage everyone to come. How did you learn about the Victory Vertical Pianos? And how did you come to do what you do now? You present this all over the country.
Yes, and it's you know, sometimes a research project just falls in your lap, and you feel like, okay, this is what I have to do. And I was selecting a Steinway piano for my studio in New York City and had the opportunity to interview Henry Steinway a few months before he died. And I asked him a question that I had no idea where it was going to take me. I said, "Tell me something that you're just really proud of, that you have, that you know you have done in your amazing career in the piano business." And he started telling me about the Victory Vertical Project.
Oh, wow.
And I just thought, I must be the last person to hear this story, you know, but I'd never heard of it before. And I came back to Michigan and started telling people, and I found out that nobody else has heard it either. So I went back to the Steinway archives several times to try to see what sort of information I could find, and lo and behold, here I am.
And isn't it fascinating, too, that Henry Steinway, of all of the things that he accomplished in his lifetime, that that was what he was most proud of, bringing music
you
to
know,
the troops.
That is so true. Such a humble, gracious man. And to you know, there are so many things that he could have told me about that would have just had me, you know, on the floor. Just about the chair I'm sitting on, I sat with Vladimir Horowitz and talked to him in that chair many, many times. And, you know, that sort of, those sorts of stories. But I think it says a lot about Mr. Steinway that he said, no, I'm going to cut through that and get to the essence of how music feeds our minds and our bodies and our souls at a time when we are really cut to the essential, to, okay, survival. And we need it. We need music at those times more than ever.
Oh, yes. And thank you so much for putting that story together and for getting it out there, including Thursday evening at 7:30 at Chemechin Recital Hall at the School of Music on the campus of Central Michigan University. Dr. Gary Peterson, professor of piano at Eastern Michigan University, thanks so much for joining me today. And I am so looking forward to meeting you on Thursday.
Well, thank you. It's going to be a pleasure.